Thank you for subscribing and listening to the CERT News Podcast. This episode of the podcast goes with the November issue of the CERT News that is located at www.unf.edu/CERT/newsletters.
Hello, I'm Dave Wilson, Assistant Director in CERT. In this edition of the Faculty Spotlight, we feature Dr. Andrew Thaney, an instructor in the Department of Marketing and Logistics. For his Principles of Marketing class, Dr. Thaney wanted to create a progressive assignment that simulated the process of marketing a musical group. Each stage is done in an in-class exercise so students can ask questions that are relevant to their individual project. Students then use a link to submit their answers via Qualtrics. The choices students made at each stage of the scenario would determine the feedback and choice they had in future scenarios. The scenarios needed to allow for a range of possible outcomes based on each selection. For example, the first assignment directs students to select a promotional channel, such as social media, magazine, television, or web ads, if the choice to market using the web has a response rate of 0.4%, but a reach of 80%, students need to make trade-offs. In addition, a success factor is randomly applied to simulate problems that normally occur when new products are rolled out to the market. Two students may select the same promotional channel, but one might be more successful due to a better ad. Those response rates are shown to the students in the next assignment, and students adapt to the market reality by making new choices in another facet of marketing, and so on. Students receive feedback on their choices that help them learn to apply concepts taught in the class. Thaney created a planning document containing all the instructions, questions, and ranges of outcomes for each assignment in the scenario using Excel. He then came to CERT first with some technical questions about how to create the assignment and ultimately met with CERT staff from the support and instructional design teams who collaborated to refine the technical requirements and define a method for implementation. The tool for implementation had to have a method to display the instructions and questions of each scenario, collect and keep track of each student's choices for each scenario, generate random numbers within specified ranges and store those numbers for each student, include answers and generated outcomes from previous assignments into later assignments. Thaney and CERT created an implementation plan that used Qualtrics to deliver the assignments and calculate the random numbers and any other formulas required. Qualtrics was selected as the delivery tool because of its ability to import and call embedded data fields from an Excel spreadsheet, and then use those data to customize each student's assignment based on their past choices. In its first iteration this semester, more than 450 students have participated in each of three of the four stages, and initial feedback is positive. Students are not only making the choices, but explain why they made their choices. This is resulting in students exploring the concepts in a much more introspective way than if they just answered the same questions on an exam. Two students are even applying their new knowledge to actually helping musician friends market their bands. If you are interested in learning more about creating scenario assignments in Qualtrics, please stop by CERT.
This is Deb Miller, Director in CERT, and in this edition of CERT News, I'd like to talk about some recent national faculty surveys. Do you ever wonder what other faculty think about technology or the growth of online education? Two recent survey reports provide an observation of national faculty behaviors and perceptions on these topics. Campus Technologies Teaching with Technology Survey polled 232 instructors and focused on general attitudes toward technology, hardware use, and instructional modalities. The Survey of Faculty Attitudes on Technology captured data from a larger number of faculty and administrator respondents and focused on questions around assessment, course materials, and online programs. Respondents in the Campus Technology Survey were overwhelmingly positive about the value of technology in higher education, with 80% reporting a positive impact. Similarly, positive responses were found for items related to technology making one's job easier, having a positive impact on teaching, and having a positive impact on student learning. Inside Higher Ed's sixth annual survey of faculty attitudes on technology focused primarily on the online learning related behaviors and perceptions of instructors and campus leaders. For more information on these surveys and their results, please visit our online edition of CERT's November 2017 news.
Hello, this is Jessica Hardin, Educational Media Coordinator for CERT, and in this edition of Digital Thinking, I will be talking about the Faculty Bio Tool. The University of North Florida has approximately 560 full and part-time faculty. Faculty ranks include full, associate, and assistant professors in either tenure or tenure-earning positions, lecturers, instructors, librarians, and part-time faculty. Our faculty are affiliated with one of six colleges: Arts and Sciences, Brooks College of Health, Coggin College of Business, College of Computing, Engineering and Construction, College of Education and Human Services, and Hicks Honors College. Our faculty bring to the community of Jacksonville and the world a tremendous amount of expertise in areas from aging and art to weather and zoology. The Faculty Bio website has been developed to reach both internal and external community members. The Faculty Bio page allows a faculty member to introduce themselves to the community and to share their expertise, education, affiliations, publications, and more. The entire Faculty Bio website is available to the public and can be a great resource for news media when searching for an expert in a specific field. They are also a great resource for networking across the UNF community to find someone you may want to partner with on projects or to share ideas. All of the Faculty Bio pages follow a standard template. The page lists the faculty member's name, title, department, and college, phone number, office location and email address, expertise, and other pieces of pertinent information. The goal of this project was to consolidate faculty profiles and provide a one-stop resource for various constituencies to get faculty information. This also addresses a common need for access to an accurate faculty listing, which is automatically updated based on human resources data, and to provide a global directory, a college-level directory, and a department-level directory of faculty. Areas of expertise are identified by single words or two-word phrases that capture your areas of expertise, words that best describe your areas of interest and align with your research and teaching. For example, you might use keywords such as shark, archaeology, Renaissance, history of medicine, and public health. All of these should be separated by a comma. You have the opportunity to upload a photo of yourself on the page for your profile image. This can be beneficial for students in online courses to gain insight into their professors. If you need a current headshot, CERT will be happy to assist with this. You can view the master directory of faculty bio pages at unf.edu/bio, or you can go directly to your individual bio page by adding your end number after the last slash. For example, unf.edu/your end number. Your faculty bio is public, and you may share this link to anyone who wishes to view it. You may edit your faculty bio page through MyWings. Log in and go to the Faculty tab. Here you will find the Faculty Bio Editor link to update your information. This will take you to the edit screen. Certain fields in the faculty bio are automatically synchronized with information from other units on campus. For example, if you relocate to another office, your new location will be updated with the work order to move your phone. If you have a change in your title, it will be updated automatically when the paperwork is final in Human Resources. Faculty bio pages are automatically created for new faculty. This basic page includes synchronized fields such as name, title, credentials, and department. New faculty members are encouraged to complete their faculty bio page as soon as possible. If a faculty member becomes inactive or leaves the university, their faculty bio is automatically disabled. You can find more information on how to create your bio page and a step-by-step instruction guide by clicking on the link in the November newsletter. If you are interested in learning more about the Faculty Bio tool or would like assistance with creating your page, please contact CERT at 904-620-3927 or by emailing us at certlab@unf.edu.
Hello, my name is Allison Archer, and for this edition of Best Practices Online, I'll be talking about video in ARC. The Universal Design for Learning principles guide educators to provide content using multiple means of representation. One popular modality for presenting instruction in an online course is through the use of video. While there is increased enrollment in online courses with video instruction, not all students enrolled in these courses are viewing the videos, and even fewer are viewing videos in their entirety. So what makes a video worth watching from the student perspective? Studies show students want short, interactive videos that are in some way tied to the course grade. One study examining how video production affects student engagement found students' median engagement time to be 6 minutes. This study also found the most engaging video types to be an instructor's talking head, interspersed onto presentation slides, lectures prepared purposely for online student use, and tablet drawing tutorials. Additionally, videos that incorporate elements of interaction are more likely to garner sustained viewing. In the words of Benjamin Franklin, "Tell me and I forget, teach me and I remember, involve me and I learn." Analytics reveal that a higher number of views occur when the video is in direct connection to a course assignment. Another study proposed holding students accountable by making video views mandatory and a factor in students' grades, similar to mandatory attendance or participation in a face-to-face course. Offering instructional videos just in time, a few hours before an assessment or a face-to-face class, is another strategy to promote student engagement. ARC is a media platform offered within Canvas. Video and audio files and YouTube videos can be loaded to ARC and stored in a library, embedded within a course, or shared with others. A few features that can be leveraged to engage students include commenting. Enabling the ARC commenting feature is one way to provide opportunity for interactivity within a video. Instructors and students can ask questions or start a conversation by commenting directly on the video timeline. Insights. These video analytics provide information on which videos students are playing, which parts they are playing, and for how long they are playing. Captioning. Users can request automatically generated captions for files added to the ARC Media Library. Captions provide access to those who are deaf, hard of hearing, or for whom English is a second language. Captioning can be of benefit to all users by serving as an additional means of representation and allowing for text searchability to locate a specific point within the media. The following case study employs some of the best practices for video in ARC. An anatomy instructor creates a 5-minute video on the abdominal cavity. The video contains the instructor's talking head interspersed onto presentation slides. Throughout the video recording, the instructor poses questions like, "What are some ways the abdominal cavity functions are similar to other major body cavity functions?" The instructor uploads the video file to ARC for storage in her media library. She requests for the system to generate captions. The instructor then embeds the video within a page in her major body cavities module, enabling the commenting feature. The presentation file used in the video is also made available on this page. She includes text preceding the video that instructs students to answer one question using the commenting feature. In the Syllabus and Start Here module, the instructor has outlined a points system for participation that includes responses to embedded questions within the video lectures. As students comment on the video, the instructor replies to the comments with feedback. The instructor also monitors video insights throughout the length of the module. In the instructions for the quiz at the end of the module, the instructor reminds students that there will be questions from the content in the video and links back to the page containing the video.
Thank you for listening. For questions or comments, please visit us on the web. Have a great day.